There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right. All right. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon.
Yeah.
Gascon, pop back on here for a second. Just listening to your update,
like, you just summoned me? Like, I got busted for citing your signature to a detention slip or something?
No, truth. I got to ask you a question about your update there that you just did.
It's usually good. It's, probably among the top 2% here.
You were factually correct about everything. You know, you gave
the right
score.
I'm always factually correct on this
you
network.
You gave the right score.
Always.
There. Everything was good.
Good
but
content,
you,
great voice.
You started with
prompts.
And you said Thursday night football, it was a downer. The Browns beat the Broncos 17-14.
Yeah, nobody's checking in for a 17-14 ball game.
That's not true.
It's an NFL game. You, because your team lost.
No, it's a downer for you. It's a downer because there was no offense.
Thursday
and because Baker Mayfield didn't play, because Nick Chubb didn't play, because Kareem Hunt didn't play, because Teddy Bridgewater didn't really play. There's like a reason
why
I said it's
too
a downer.
Early?
No, of course not. I never bet on my own team anyway.
Thursday night football was a downer.
It was a downer. Who cares about 31 points being scored in this game? Dodgers, Braves
only
scored
that
many. Well, yeah, of course. You could have the under if you had like 38 or 39.
Yeah, But you know, look,
are you questioning how I present my trending reports?
What I'm saying is, I could hear the upset Broncos fan in your voice.
No, that's not true.
Football, that you was a projecting. Downer.
That is not true. I never sound like that. I never sound dejected projecting. Like that.
Tie shirt. Rack back his.
That doesn't count. That doesn't. No, that doesn't count.
Of course,
you can't. You can't count on Bershinger. He'll stab me in the back and in the throat after.
Wow.
No. I'm gonna have Tie shirt do it. No, Bershinger's drunk right now. He's just going, you know how great Chris Taylor is? I'm in a chat room right now where it's all about Chris Taylor. I'm at Chris Taylor fan 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, I'm getting nothing out of Bersh tonight. I realize this. Well, nothing out of him.
For the record,
listen, Tyshirt doesn't know anything about sports. He doesn't care. He's the guy I asked to do things.
Oh,
right?
Man.
He's the guy that's emotionally distant from the show. I could say, hey, what'd you think about that shot? He would go, what shot? What do you mean? I wasn't paying attention. What do you mean? Well, it was great. A playback. What do you mean? What do you want?
Listen, if you polled everybody on your Twitter account or on FSR and said, was this game a downer, reference to the Thursday Night Football, I would say the vast majority of people would say, yes, it was a downer.
Well, and I would say they all suck. It was good football.
That's not good football.
Good competitive football for 60 minutes, all the way to those final conversions by Ernest Johnson to wipe your team and put them on the mat for good.
Listen, Justin Fields over there, sit in your little small corner getting owned by Aaron Rodgers, all right? Jesus Christ. Listen, come on.
We don't do that. You can't say that. No, so dump that.
We leave Jesus out.
That's a cheese and rice. That's what I said.
Yeah, okay, so let's listen.
Don't confuse a tight game with being good.
Let's listen to the update, and we can all judge for ourselves. Go ahead, Tie shirt, roll it.
Thursday Night Football was a downer. Denver falls to Cleveland 17-14. Browns were banged up. Case
there it was. Okay. Thursday Night Football was a downer. Not the Browns won. Denver falls to Cleveland. Okay, Broncos fan.
Hold on, I obviously told the entire story of why it was a downer. Not only because Denver lost, but because Cleveland was banged up in the game.
Okay, so but why is that? Why is that?
Because
a downer?
People want to watch primetime games with primetime players.
If the Packers beat the Cowboys 17-14, is that a downer?
Well, of course. If Aaron Rodgers isn't playing, of course it is.
Right, but why is it a downer? It was a football game that was close.
What makes the NFL so popular today?
Betting
and fantasy yes. football. So that's the only reason why people will check into games like this. People watch Thursday Night Football for Jacksonville, Tennessee, because they want to see the special guys go off, like a Derrick Henry, a Trevor Lawrence, guys like that. In a game like this, it sucked.
Okay. Are you a Broncos fan?
I'm not a fanboy. I grew up as a Broncos fan.
Are you a diehard Broncos fan?
Remember that John Elway rookie card that he badgered me
what
about?
What does that have to do with anything?
Listen, you said
I factually reported the information on the trending report. And you said I did a great job, and all of a sudden it was a downer. No.
Listen,
you said you almost did a great job with one very big exception.
I thought I was brilliant.
I don't need to call witnesses. I don't need to have exhibits. I can just say.
I mean, we can have the testimony read back to us right here. Play it again, Tyshirt.
I don't have to have the court reporter read it back to me. Like I have 60 seconds. I'm capped at that.
All I have to do is say, are you a Broncos fan? And you say, you're blank, blank, right, I am. And then I would say, I rest my case. And I win. And then and you lose. And that's it. And you want to leave, but then Tyshirt grabs you. MPs guard the colonel. And then that's all. Okay. MPs guard the update anchor.
A crime? I'm being charged with a crime? This is funny. You know what this is? This is... Thursday Night Football was a downer. Get that off the airwaves, scum.
Wow.
Wow.
That escalated quickly.
Listen, I'm here once a week.
There's a lot of anger.
I'm here every 2 weeks, and all of a sudden you guys are just taking shots at me. I'm like Lorenzo in Training Day right now at the end.
Yeah, you got that bathtub ready?
Yeah,
all right, get that bathtub ready. We'll be over in a little bit. All right.
I meant like the meeting with the Russians in the on the street.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant
at the end when they loaded him with two miniguns.
Yeah. No. Which it should.
I feel like Mac in Predator. How about that?
No, listen. No, because I will give you this. Because we just had the 20th anniversary of Training Day, and I'm being honest with you. Training Day would have been one of my top five favorite movies of all time had they ended it after the bathtub. Had they ended it with. I could say it's been out too long. If they ended it with killing Ethan Hawke in the bathtub and he gets away with it, that would have been one of my top five favorite movies of all time. It was, but of course, no, we have to have the end because Denzel's got to have his scene,
yeah.
And it's got to be really dramatic. And it's a great scene with his King Kong ain't got blank on me. But just think about the narrative of that movie, about how suddenly you go, oh my God, I didn't see that coming, and this is how it's ending. And all by, he gets out of it because, oh yeah, my cousin who I helped earlier, your cousin who I helped earlier in the day. Oh, right. Oh yeah, like that makes sense.
You know, that is the major difference between Hollywood entertainment and what they do in the Asian markets. Like in Japan, Korea, they will make movies with bad endings with intent like that. Wow. But in Hollywood, there's always a good ending. Like they always want to leave it on a high note.
Ended with that, and Denzel just driving away at the end. It would have been, like I said, one of the top five movies of all time. It was that good.
Wow.
And
so you completely disregarded the niece that Ethan Hawke saved. Yeah, you're, well, scum. Oh, you're scum. Scum.
The word of the day, kids.
So what happens? Yeah. He gets off. They find her wallet in his back pocket, and all of a sudden
the
movie
just
ends.
So happened to. Yes. No. They don't find the wallet. He's dead.
Yep. Wait a minute.
You don't need the niece. You don't need the niece in it.
Why? They had to take the money out of the wallet. Remember? That's what they wanted.
Or you could just have it saying, "Oh my God, this was my niece," or something like that. And you realize after they kill him that he saved his niece earlier in the like that would have been a great reveal. Oh my God!
And then you start playing "Gimme Shelter" and it fades to black.
Oh man, are you kidding? Again, top five movie of all time. It would have been.
How do you do that?
It would have been so good.
Listen,
so good.
How do you transition from my brilliant trending report to Training Day and now back?
Well,
Thursday Night really Football good. Was a downer.
Listen!
I don't want people to think Thursday Night Football was a downer.
It was a downer.
I don't want people to think that. No,
877-99 on Fox. Stop. Colin, let me know how much of a downer it was. Denver right. falls to Cleveland, 17-14.
That may pass for content elsewhere. We'd say things.
All right, thanks a bunch, DJ.
Yeah, thanks for nothing. Thanks for nothing.
Right. Just cheer up, will you?
See okay. you guys in 2 weeks.
Hey, see you now.
Bye.
I think he's got an update in 20 minutes, so there is that.
He
too.
Can't leave yet. We might just replay that one.
Thursday Night Football was a downer. hey, not a downer night in the NBA as we watched a couple of blowout games that perked your ears up, and then a close game in Golden State where the Warriors improved to 2-0. Steph Curry. 45 points as the Warriors beat the Clippers 115-113. And this is still the Warriors team playing without Klay Thompson. All right, look, Andrew Wiggins had a nice night. You know, this is what Andrew Wiggins does. He scores anywhere from 17 to 22 points a night. Draymond Green gives you his courtesy 10 points.
Hey, he got the double digits tonight,
rebounds. Yeah, he did. Well, yeah, he did. You know, he didn't hit a three. And he got to 10 points. This is still not a great Warriors team, but it's a much better start considering how the season ended last year when you end with Steph Curry having a great regular season. You can't even make the playoffs. If the Warriors make the right moves during the season, they can be a player in the West. But they're not going to do it with this roster, even if and when Klay gets back, because how good is Klay really going to be? Right? 2-0 start is nice. You beat the Lakers, who still... for some reasons unknown, decided we're going to have Russell Westbrook play off the ball. You beat a Clippers team that made it to the conference finals last year without Kawhi. Again, they'll be without Kawhi for the majority of the season. But, you know, look, the Warriors certainly, hey, they started off well, but if they can make a move, Ben Simmons, if they can make a move where they can get somebody who they can plug in to be in their third or fourth best player, who can guard some of the best guards in the Western Conference, Ben Simmons, if they can make one nice move during the regular season, they can be a team to be reckoned with. But they got to do something bold. They can't just expect getting Klay Thompson back is going to do everything for them. Because Steph is going to have nights like this where he goes for 45. He'll have nights where he goes for 45 and they lose by 20. You know, they're going to have to get some kind of better strata in place where, okay, Steph is going to give us this. We can count on Klay for this, but somebody else has to come in and do things that we need them to do. And Draymond Green used to always be that guy, but now he's only going to give you so much. But if you need that jolt of energy, somebody else that can cover a bunch of things that they need done, which is being another scorer or being a lockdown defender, something like that. And I'm telling you, they could be a team that matters again in the Western Conference.
Yeah, that's the curiosity, though, right? Because we've talked about that potential deal for quite a while and trying to figure out exactly who the principals would be in making that happen. Wiggins was one of those guys that, well, would have been kind of obvious. because of the vaccination status, but then, well, he went and got vaccinated. So now he's eligible and ready to play, and he's steady as a performer, right? You're not going to have these monster games followed by duds. He's pretty consistent in what he brings to the table. Not the superstar everybody wanted, you know, as when he entered the league, but he's a steady number three to your squad. Draymond Green got to hit a free throw now and again. Maybe that would have helped ice things a little earlier. But still, he's tenacious and can fill up the stat sheet. Still a good distributor. I think they're really interesting, right? Poole went 4 of 14 from the field tonight. They're expecting him to be a consistent offensive contributor. You know, some of the projections have him, you know, as an 18 to 22 a night scorer as he develops here, as waiting on Klay Thompson, waiting on Thompson. You know what? The guy that thinks he should be in the top 75. And I like that attitude. God. I like that attitude, man. You got to dream big. But you also have to be realistic about where you are at the present day. You know, hope to be on the top 100 list in 25 years. Get back healthy and get back to playing. They're going to need a little more from the bench, you know, on a nightly basis. I don't know that they have a consistent score there. I like the Ben Simmons fit. If you didn't have then he and Draymond Green as two guys that won't take a shot on the court together.
But if he shows up when Klay gets back, you have two guys who are going to take all the shots, yeah. So there's no room for those
guys. Well, and Poole, who's the third guy. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, Draymond would just say to Ben, dude, don't worry about it. Yeah, but everybody's mad at me. They say I can't shoot. Dude, don't worry about that here, man. We don't need – those guys take all the shots. Just get the rebound and get it back out to them. Really? No one's going to get mad at me? No, dude, nobody wants you to shoot, man. We all want Steph to take the shots. So really, I don't know. Dude, you have to just be the same guy you are, man. Just show up and do your thing. We don't care. It's different here in Golden State. Oh, my God. I should have gotten out of Philadelphia a long time ago. They actually wanted me to shoot the ball at the end of games. Oh, dude, we're not like that out here, man. Don't worry about it. Just do your thing. We're all good. We let these other guys do it. Right? Just once in a while, hey, you know, make them happy. Look, I don't like doing anything I don't have to, but I'll shoot a three once in a while. You know, I'll have a 10-point game once in a while when they ask me to. It's not too much to score 2 points a quarter. That's kind of my thing. You just dish and get rebounds and play lockdown defense on the other guards, and that's all we need from you, man. You are going to find a great basketball life out here if that's the case.
Yeah, I did appreciate the little rant that Jason Kelsey went on that started making the rounds earlier today about just go out and work and they'll appreciate hard work. To a point, sure. But you're a basketball player and not one of 11, you know, a lineman, whatever. So the evaluation process is going to be a little bit different for you, particularly because, well, the ball's going to hit your hands and it's going to be pretty obvious you didn't want to shoot it. Right, you're still going to be out on an island as opposed to one of five, unless you absolutely ole a block, and then, well, there's no hiding you.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. When you have your own business, you basically have to do everything. That includes hiring, which can become a second job. That's why there's Indeed, the all-in-one hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. With smart tools like Instant Match, you instantly get a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your job description the minute you sponsor a job. Spend less time sifting through resumes and more time saying you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Well, coming up, we got Jay Glazer stopping by, a legendary interview with a surprise guest. Plus, my favorite story of the night from the NBA, just because it's just insanely stupid, but it's so much fun. That's next on Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs. For manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hey!
We got Jay Glazer coming your way a little bit less than 10 minutes from now. What's the latest on Baker Mayfield's injury? Are we going to see a Deshaun Watson trade sometime soon? But first, today was such a great day because we got a story that was so incredibly awesome. It was a gift. It was a gift not knowing how the Dodgers and Braves was going to turn out, not knowing how TNF was going to turn out. Oh, it was a gift because the NBA came out with their top 75 anniversary team. And of course, there's people who are playing now who feel snubbed from the roster. As you mentioned, Klay Thompson, who was not happy that he wasn't on the top 75 players of all time. Klay Thompson, who's played half his career, has been hurt for the last 2 years, says, hey, in my mind, I'm a top 75 all-time player. The fact that NBA players care so much about making teams like this is just so awesome because they go so crazy when they don't make them. And you know this is just a big PR push for the league because Damian Lillard is on the team. The guy's midway through his career, but he's already a top 75 player of all time. Really? Really? I mean, Giannis is 26 years old. I get that he's great. Boy, he really is something. Really, he's already a top 75 player. The guy's 26 years old. We've seen a third of his career. Oh, no, he's on the list. Anthony Davis is 30 years old. Yep, already a top 75 player all time. It's like, hey, no one cares and no one knows the NBA wasn't around before 2012. Let's just put all these guys out here now because I don't want to deal with the blowback of so many stars saying, hey, how come I'm not on the list? Listen, if Klay and Dwight Howard aren't on the list, great, that's fine. We'll say, you know, we'll suck it up with them. But, you know, we can't do a list where guys like Melo isn't on it, right? We can't do a list where Dwayne Wade's not on it. He's going to cry the most about not not being on the list. Let's just put guys from the last 10 years out there who are still playing or just finished playing. Let's get them all out there. And guys that are 30 years old, put them on the list anyway. We'll just put, it's all good. People don't understand. They don't know who Magic Johnson is. Just put the rest of the guys on there.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little salty. Your guy, Bernard King, isn't part of it. Artis Gilmore, the big A for all that he did in the NBA and ABA. And I remember running around watching him at the Chicago Stadium when he was older with the Bulls and still like superhuman blocking shots. Now he got left off. For a minute, I had to go back through the list, though, because Dennis Rodman started trending, or at least seemed to in my timeline. I'm like, if they left him off, then this whole thing really is crazy on a whole other level. Not
no,
that
Rodman's on the list.
No,
Rodman's
he is. No, but I had to check.
He's on the
I just
list.
Had that moment of going, really? Really? Come on now. I don't need to go resume reading. Look, I appreciate this. Look, I'm still salty that my run of people over at Yahoo, right, for what we built in the fantasy space has never been recognized in all of their cockamamie Hall of Fames. I'm not saying individually, but what we built, which was attempted to be stolen by every other big purveyor. Yeah, remember all the bugs we put up in your draft software? Certain four-letter network? That ended up making all your live drafts die. Yeah, that was us. But, you know, all of that, often imitated, never duplicated, will never get our just due, or so it seems. Now, when it comes to these 75, 50, all NBA, this list, I mean, it's dollars and cents, right? It's either contracts when you're talking about all NBA teams or all NBA first teams. In this case, it's, you know, your legacy, your history. Because let's face it, they're not doing another one for 25 years. That's a long time.
No, it's not.
And if you get onto this one,
yeah,
that's 25 years of inscriptions and books and all of these different projects. And I don't say that flippantly. Like folks go, you always bring that up. It's like, that's a lot of money. It adds up. Talk to Pete Rose and ask him what the Hall of Fame would mean to him. I guarantee you, either the first or second thing out of his mouth is how much money he's calculated the inscription not being able to be signed has cost him. Same thing here. There's just so many projects that flow out of something like this, and the recognition of peers and the legends, and you can find the list on NBA.com off their news section of all the people that voted. I mean, you're looking at a lot of heavyweights, bunch of guys that are on the list. Right, and a bunch of notables in the media world, former coaches, executives, etc. I mean, it's a who's who. So to be recognized by them, next level. I got to hear James Worthy was doing a bit, as he does each week, with Petrus and Matt on our flagship AM 570 LA Sports here in Los Angeles. And the humility with which, you know, because they brought it up, and he was one of the voters. So, you know, he had the informed, you know, and knows what he is and what his history is. But, you know, he just flat out said, look, basketball for me was my parents paid all this money for tuition for my older siblings, and I found out I might be able to get a ride and they wouldn't have to do that, so maybe they could work a little less. Like, you could tell how, you know, much it meant to him that not only did he accomplish that, but to be named on some of these teams, that, you know, it's just that pause kind of moment. So for some of these players, same thing. And, you know, everybody wants to be recognized, Smith. We all want to be loved.
No, it's good.
That's why when you say my best friend, I mean, you know, sometimes you hit the best really hard. Sometimes you kind of pass by it. It's like, did I make him mad in the prior argument? Did I demean him? I don't know. You know, you like to know where you stand.
Sometimes it's best friend. Sometimes best friend. I can't do the same way every single time. I got, you
know, no,
I
it's got to be a different vocal inflection.
Yeah,
no, you are not Michael Buffer.
No, I got
to
give you guys.
I mean, I can't
different.
Even try to pretend, you yeah. know, to do that because he will sue my ass.
And look, and honestly, look, to finish this topic here, I'm just happy that, you know, hey, he stinks and nobody likes him and the Lakers aren't going to win because of him, but Russell Westbrook's on the top 75 all time list.
Yeah.
He's 32 years old. Everybody hates him. He's no good, but yeah, he's on the top 75.
Yeah, the
list.
11 active ones. I mean, let's go through them for those that missed this. You got Giannis.
Mm-hmm. 26 years old. No, let's put him on the list already. He's already on the not that he can't get on the list, but he's 26. Let him finish his career. No. Let's put guys out there that are playing so we can get the most out of
this. This is like an earnings report by a publicly traded company. Here's our forward-looking statement. Carmelo Anthony. Okay, he's towards the end, and mm-hmm. look, he's going to be, what, top five, top mm-hmm. seven scorers of all time? Great.
Sure.
Steph Curry, change the game. right? You know, that's the argument of the last decade. Anthony Davis.
30 years old. Injured a lot. Yeah, no, put AD on there. He's one of the top 75 of all time. Let's
KD, the Slim Reaper. Look, I'll vote for him based on the way he's working his business off the court.
All these guys still with 3, 4, and 5 years left. Yeah, let's put him on the list.
How about James Harden for you, bud?
Good all time. Oh, my God. James Harden, 32. Yep, put him on the list. Put him on the list. He's got a lot of time left.
All right, LeBron James, stipulate to that. Move on. Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, Kawhi Leonard, put him on the list, right? 30 years old, still half his career left. He's won a couple of titles. Put him on the list.
Damian Lillard.
Damian Lillard, he's 30 years old. We've seen half of his career. There's lots of point guards who are as good as him right now. Put him on the list. Nope, one of the top 75 of all time.
CP3.
He'd be really upset if you didn't put him on the list.
No, he would be. CP3.
Oh, yeah, sure, why not? CP, after last year, got to put him on the list, right? Oh, the point guard, put him on the list. Put him out there.
And then, of course, Russell Westbrook, who you've already done your rant on. Man. So you have that. All 50 members of the 50th anniversary team have been selected. That's the one piece of memorabilia that I always wish that I could have just said, all right, I'm going to spend the money on it, because I think it was 10 grand for it, signed by all the living members of the 50, and all in a beautiful pencil, and that's lithograph that was just gorgeous. And now if you find one that comes up for sale, it is big six figures at this point, given the fact that a number of those legends have passed on. But an amazing amalgam. I mean, all the little different ways you can chop it up. But yeah, all the debates that'll be fired up off of this, of who didn't get on, and Klay Thompson piping up. I love it. Look, I love the bravado. Just, you know, sometimes you got to look in the mirror and realize what you are. Not what you aspire to be. That's what you're seeing. That's down the horizon. But you know what? If it's going to spur him on to have a better rehab session tomorrow and maybe get back on the court faster, then everybody wins.
Twitter at How About a Fresca? Mike gets swollen dome. Both of us on the top 75 all-time list as well. So is Chris Taylor after tonight. His 3 home runs, he's on the list.
I saw pictures of his face superimposed over, images of his holy figures in our history here. Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hi.
The most shocking story of the night, Steph Curry dropping 45. Nah, not that shocking. Cleveland winning over Denver? No, not that shocking. Denver needs a quarterback. Atlanta beating Dallas? No, Dallas stinks. They're trying to make it like they think they're just going to trot the same guys out as last year and win. Milwaukee getting blown out by Miami? No. The LA Dodgers extending the NLCS to Game 6 in Atlanta on Saturday with an 11-2 victory over Atlanta. And look, I know we watched the Dodgers come from down 3-1 last year with the Braves. I know we've seen them do this. I thought they were cooked going into today. They are coming into Game 5, losing Game 4 with Urias on the mound, and he gets hit hard. And at the end of the game, you lose Justin Turner for the rest of the playoffs. You're already a top-heavy hitting team anyway, and you lose one of your top four hitters in a season where your other hitters aren't coming through. You have a bullpen game coming up, and the Braves have one of their preferred starters on full rest in Max Fried. This is not going at all in the Dodgers' way to win this game. And it starts in the top of the first inning with Freddie Freeman hitting a two-run homer, Joe Kelly getting hurt, and not even making it out of the first inning. This was a game the Braves had to win. This was a finish him game. finish him. That was this game. The Dodgers should not still be playing. But here they show up, and you have Chris Taylor with the night of nights, 4-for-5 with 3 home runs and 6 RBI. He was incredible. A.J. Pollock was 3-for-5 with 4 RBI. Bellinger had 3 hits. Trey Turner suddenly woke up. He had 3 hits. I'm a little nervous now for Atlanta because this was an off-the-hook game because they let the Dodgers off the hook. Everything was going their way. They had the start of the game going, and they not only lose, they get drilled. And the Dodgers are confident, hey, we can score runs out. They pound out 17 hits today. And, yeah, the Braves only need to win one of the last two, but now the Dodgers are coming back with a rested Max Scherzer on Saturday. And look out. This was a game that the Dodgers – I felt like this is the part in the movie where the hero knows he's going to get killed and he lays down and the bad guy's going to kill him, and then somebody comes from behind and sticks a dagger in the bad guy's ribs, goes, oh, and then the hero escapes. That's kind of what today was. It was the Dodgers laying on the ground going, I'm just going to die here, and the bad guy standing up over with the big knife and then gets one in the ribs going, ah. That was what happened today. I'm really nervous for the Braves right now.
See, I really thought you were going to break down the end of Gladiator. But look, when we get...
Hold. Hold.
Well, you know, I have the little stick before you go into battle, right? But we look at the Dodger squad. We did it last night. We started going all the way through on the breakdown of use of Julio Urias, the fact that Max Scherzer had been called out of the pen. Now he's working on a full week's rest, right? And hasn't pitched since Sunday. And so you get him and you have to assume, you know, full velocity, everything, that you're getting six or seven innings. All right, so the beleaguered bullpen doesn't get taxed on Saturday. As you said, Trey Turner, three hits. Been waiting for that bat to wake up. Finally does in this game. And Taylor and Bellinger, two guys that, you know, as we chronicled it, the month of September, not that they had great seasons at all anyway. I mean, Bellinger obviously struggled all year, but 115 or 105 in the month of September, Taylor was at 115. And yet in October, these are the guys that are saving your season right now. Bellinger had another stolen base, just so you know. As well. So all of a sudden things flip and Dodger team, you breathe new life into them. And we know that last year the hallmark was one hero a night. So we'll see who steps up on Saturday. It might just be Scherzer, you know, Max Scherzer, just so he can run around with his shirt off.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. If you win game six, do you run around with your shirt off after?
No, he would.
I don't think you do. I think you got to keep your shirt on after winning it. Game seven, you take your shirt off. Game six, I don't know.
I think you celebrate your wins as they come, buddy.
Find your
wins, as I always preach. And tonight, the Dodgers got a huge one. And I saw the Bob Nightingale tweet. It's like, two of the three games weren't sellout. They had 50,000 plus tonight.
Yeah.
Like, what am I missing? Yeah. Why is that bad?
Twitter it out about a fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome because the game started at 5 o'clock. That's a tough time. Tough time in L.A. to get to
but
the
it was
game.
Over 50,000 people.
My buddy Ben Maller coming up next. This is Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.